In this interview, we're going to get an overview of what some of the important issues are that are going to be facing cattlemen and discussed by them here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver. And with me to talk about that is Jay Truitt, who is Vice President of Government Affairs for NCBA. And Jay, why don't you, first of all, just give us an overview of what the different topics are, and then let's go back and focus on a couple of those individually.
You know, I think some of them are not going to be too new. We're going to talk about trade issues. Obviously, we'll have a discussion about Canada and international markets, and we'll talk a little bit about the Japanese situation, try to get everybody updated there, and then lay out what we think are the future trade opportunities. We've got some real concerns in the environmental area, and that's kind of a broad subject matter, but we know that there's some clear things that producers are going to talk about. And then we know that the farm bill's coming up in front of us, and we're trying to get ready for that. We won't necessarily make any policy here today, but we're going to talk about it throughout this whole week and hope to start getting our arms around where we're going to head.
So if we look at some of these individually, let's talk about what the specifics are, and let's take foreign trade first of all. Obviously, a lot of activities happened for anybody who's got any awareness of what's going on. But where do things stand, and what are the things that we've got to look at as we go forward?
Well, you know, first of all, I think it's important for us every once in a while just take stock of the fact that we've got a whole bunch of these markets back, and we believe we will have some significant markets back in the near future. South Korea being one of the ones that we see some positive things happening there. We've got a lot of work to do. We expect the U.S. Trade Representative to start a free trade agreement negotiation. We think that actually helps us finish up the beef negotiations before they really get into the depth of that. And so hopefully we'll be shipping beef back pretty much with OIE restrictions or international boundaries into South Korea pretty soon. We've had a hiccup with Japan. I think everybody's heard about that. For lack of a better term, everybody hates sports analogies, but the ball's in their court now to see how they actually handle it. We've done the initial response, and we're doing investigations. Secretary, I think, made a great set of recommendations how we fix our problems. But the truth is, you know, they have to decide whether or not they're going to trade based on trade or trade based on something else. And we hope that they do it for the sake of trading with the United States. And you look elsewhere in the world, and there really are some great opportunities still left out there for beef. There are some places where we'd like to be able to sell livers and other products that are hard to market here in the United States and even in some of our existing trade arenas, Russia, Egypt, other places that we want to get those all ironed out. And I think, you know, this year all in all is going to be a great year. 2006 will be one of the years that we really get our feet back underneath us in this trade arena.
Let's look at the environmental issues and how specifically are cattlemen affected or concerned with some of the things that have happened lately?
You know, I think we dodged a big bullet when EPA issued out their proposed rule on fugitive emissions here not too long ago, essentially saying that it's okay to have dust in rural America. People, I don't think, really took that serious enough, how close we came to potentially having regulations just for dust. And the reality of that is that this discussion is just beginning. We've got a long way to go through that. We can see some future regulatory challenges coming within clean air, clean water type of guidelines. One of the most important challenges that we see right now is what has happened in a couple of judicial arenas where Oklahoma is using a federal court to use this federal Superfund law to prosecute producers that have been in just in a geographic area that happen to have a water contamination problem. And the reality is we think there's plenty of authority under clean water and clean air for those things to be addressed. If there's a bad actor, let's take care of that. We want to do the right thing. Nobody's trying to escape any kind of a penalty. But the Superfund law begins to treat it like it's dioxin or Times Beach, where they burn the soil and they do all these extraordinary remedies. And the cost is phenomenal. It's essentially enough to wipe out any producer that's impacted by that, regardless of how big you are, whether you're Tyson, who is named in one of those suits, or the other major players, all the way down to the smallest producer that's now been named in those suits as well. So it's a nightmare for those people to go through. That's one of those things. We have to find a common sense solution to that, head that off, whether it be through the regulatory side or going through the legislature.
If we look forward just a little bit here at this meeting, there's a resolutions process that's going to take place. Can you, I don't want to say speculate, but look at what are some of the resolutions you think we're going to see come out of this meeting?
Well, you know, I think we're going to have some lively discussion in two or three places. I think we'll have a good discussion over the future tax structure over in the Tax and Credit Committee. They're going to talk about what the options are out there for, you know, NCBA has always been one of the strongest proponents for a permanent repeal of the death tax. They're going to talk about where that lies and where that issue is. Over in the International Markets Committee, they'll have an extraordinary discussion, I think, over the relationship between the United States and Canada, what's real, what's not. They'll talk probably a little bit about the Japanese situation, get an update on trade. I know MEF comes in and does some presentations there, and talk a little bit about just what's possible. Country of origin labeling will come up there. We'll have some resolutions on that issue, just as always. And then we get over in the live cattle marketing committee. We're going to have some discussions about the mercantile exchange and the feeder index and all those activities. You get into ag policy, and the discussion is going to be Farm Bill 2007 and everybody trying to get their head around what are our priorities going to be, what do we really want. We fared pretty well in the last one. Do we just want a repeat performance, or are we looking for something different?
Besides these things that we've touched on, is there anything else coming out of the government affairs side that you'd like cattlemen to know that NCBA is involved in or working on?
The only thing that really escapes us, and I think we won't have a lot of discussion on it here because everybody agrees, is this whole property rights discussion. We spent a lot of time in Washington, D.C. focusing on it. We're out looking for new partners to kind of join with us in that venture. We find some good ones and some people, other organizations like the National Federation of Independent Businesses and Farm Bureau and others that are really motivated to try to reach a solution. There's state requirements that we need to take care of, and there's some things we can do at the federal level. The problem is here we probably won't discuss it a whole lot because, frankly, everybody agrees. It's one of the few issues that we're in absolute unison on, and it's absolutely one of the most important things that the industry has to conquer, or all the other issues go away. You lose your property, it really doesn't matter what happens on anything else.
Thank you very much. That's Jay Truitt, who is Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.